Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, Friday the 13th, December's Darkest Night. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. In the town of Hollow Hills, superstition ran deep. People didn't speak much of it, but everyone knew about the strange happenings that seemed to occur on December's Friday the 13th. It didn't come often, but when it did, the town braced for something sinister. Some say the spirits of the long dead came out to play, while others believed something darker haunted the town on those nights. This year, December 13th was one of those dreaded Fridays. Holly had always pretended to brush off the local legends, letting people think she thought of them as no more than tall tales to keep children in line, or to explain the strange winds that howled down from the mountains. But Holly knew better, and this particular Friday, something in the air felt different. Something colder, heavier. The night began in Holly's diner, where a light snow had started to fall, covering Hollow Hills in a thin, eerie blanket. It was late, and Holly was about to close for the night when she noticed something unusual. There, at the far booth near the window, sat a man she has not seen come in. He wore a long coat drenched with snow, and his face was obscured by the dim lighting and the shadows. She could have sworn the diner was empty just a moment ago.
"Sorry, sir,"
Holly called, trying to keep her voice steady.
"We're about to close."
The man didn't respond. He simply stared out the window, motionless. Holly wiped her hands on a towel and approached him cautiously. As she got closer, the air grew colder, her breath becoming visible in front of her face. There was something unsettling about the figure, something not quite right.
"Sir?"
she asked again, her heart beginning to race. The man slowly turned his head to look at her, and Holly's breath caught on her throat. His eyes were pale, almost glowing blue, and his face, though expressionless, sent a chill down her spine. He said nothing, just stared at her as if peering into her soul.
Is everything okay?"
Holly stammered, her fingers tightening around the towel. Finally, the man spoke. His voice was low, almost a whisper, but it carried through the room as if the walls themselves were listening.
"It's coming,"
he said. Holly's brow furrowed.
"What's coming?"
The man didn't answer. Instead, he stood up abruptly, his towering figure casting long shadows that seemed to stretch unnaturally across the floor. He turned and walked towards the door, but before he left, he paused. Without looking back, he muttered,
"You'll see. It always comes."
And then he was gone. Holly stood frozen for a moment, trying to shake off the sudden wave of dread that had washed over her. She locked the door behind him and turned off the neon open sign. The diner was quiet, but the strange man's words lingered in the back of her mind. It sparked a dark memory, one from years ago when Holly became a believer of the town's dark legends. a beast that hunted her on dark, stormy night. Deep down, she knew that darkness would come again. But was tonight the night? As Holly began wiping down the tables, the lights flickered. She paused, looking up at the old fixtures that have been there since her grandmother's time. Another flicker. Then, darkness. The diner was completely still, the only light coming from the faint glow of the snow outside.
Great,
Holly muttered, her nerves starting to fray.
Just what I needed.
She fumbled for her phone to use as a flashlight, when suddenly, a loud bang echoed from the back of the diner, making her jump.
Hello?
Holly called, her voice shaky as she shone her phone light toward the kitchen. Another bang, louder this time. It sounded like something had fallen over. Her heart pounded in her chest as she cautiously made her way toward the source of the noise. The narrow hallway leading to the back was unnaturally cold. The kind of cold that burrowed into your bones. When Holly reached the kitchen, she found nothing out of place. No signs of anything that could have made the noise. The pans were hung neatly on the rack. The shelves were in order. But then, she heard it again. A scraping sound, like nails on metal, coming from the walk-in freezer. Holly hesitated. The freezer was always a bit eerie at night, but this was different. The scraping grew louder, more insistent, as if something inside was trying to get out. Her hand shook as she grabbed the freezer handle. She took a deep breath and yanked it open. Nothing. The shelves were stacked with frozen food, untouched. The sound had stopped. Holly sighed in relief, but just as she turned to leave, the lights flickered back on, and in a brief flash of illumination, she saw it. A shadowy figure stood in the doorway, its shape twisted and unnatural. Holly gasped, stumbling backward, her heart leaping into her throat, but as quickly as the light had come on, they went out again, plunging the room into darkness.
Who's there?
She demanded, her voice trembling. There was no answer, just the deafening silence of the diner. She could feel the presence still there, watching her. Her mind raced as she slowly backed away, her hands searching for something, anything to defend herself. Suddenly, the scraping noise returned, but this time it was behind her. Holly spun around, her phone light barely piercing the darkness. The freezer door was open again, but she hadn't touched it. The lights flickered once more, and in the brief glow, she saw the figure again, closer this time, standing just a few feet away, its shape bending and twisting in the grim light. Holly's breath caught in her throat as she scrambled to get away, but the lights went out before she could move. A loud crash echoed through the diner, followed by the sound of glass shattering. Holly froze, her heart pounding in her ears. The front windows. Something had broken through the windows. Grabbing her phone tightly, she sprinted towards the front of the diner, the cold air hitting her like a wall as she approached the shattered glass. Snow blew in through the broken window, but there was no sign of what had caused the damage. She took a few deep breaths, trying to steady herself. Maybe it had been the wind or a branch, anything but the shadow. But deep down, she knew better. Hollow Hills has always been a town of strange occurrences, and tonight was no exception. As she stared at the broken window, something caught her eye. footprints in the snow outside leading away from the diner and into the woods. The tracks were deep, almost claw-like, and they disappeared into the trees. Holly knew she shouldn't follow them. Every instinct screamed at her to lock the door and stay inside, but something compelled her to move. She grabbed her coat, shoved open the door, and stepped into the cold night. The woods loomed ahead, dark and foreboding, but the footprints were clear. Holly's breath fogged in front of her as she followed the trail, the snow crunching beneath her feet. The deeper she went, the more the world seemed to change. The air grew colder, the trees twisted unnaturally, and the silence was suffocating. She had gone only a short distance when she saw it, standing between two gnarled trees. The man from the diner. He was facing away from her, staring into the darkness of the forest.
"You're not supposed to be here,"
Holly called out, her voice trembling. The man didn't turn around. He stood perfectly still, his coat flapping in the icy breeze. Holly's heart raced as she took a step closer, her breath catching in her throat.
"You'll see,"
the man whispered again, his voice barely audible over the howling wind. Suddenly, he spun around, and Holly's stomach dropped. His face, it wasn't human anymore. His eyes were hollow, dark voids, and his mouth twisted into an unnatural grin. He took a step towards her, stretching and growing, reaching out like dark tendrils. Holly screamed, turning on her heel and sprinting back towards the diner. The woods seemed to close in around her, the trees twisting and writhing as if they were alive. She could hear the man's footsteps behind her, heavy and fast, gaining on her with each passing second. Her lungs burned, her legs ached, but she didn't dare stop. The diner's neon sign came into view, glowing faintly in the distance, and Holly pushed herself harder, her pulse pounding in her ears. Just as she reached the door, something cold and sharp grazed her ankle. She stumbled inside, slamming the door shut behind her, her breath coming in ragged gasps. The diner was quiet again, the lights flickering softly above. Holly pressed her back against the door, her heart still racing as she tried to catch her breath. She glanced around, half expecting to see the shadowy figure inside. But the diner was empty. The man was gone. The woods were silent once more. But Holly knew better. Hollow Hills was never quiet for long.